Well, the AFL has come under fire today after they disallowed a transgender female footballer from participating in today's AFL Women's Draft. Hannah Mountsey had been hopeful of playing for AFLW club since June, yet it took until yesterday for her request to be denied. The decision will have wide-ranging effects on both the transgender and sporting communities. Sam Bradbrook has the report.
The AFL's controversial decision to disallow transgender player Hannah Mountsey from nominating for the AFL Women's Draft has divided opinion. Hannah Mountsey has been transitioning since 2015 and was an Australian handballer before she began the transition process. Standing at 6 feet tall and weighing 100 kilograms, the AFL ruled her size would be problematic for the young league. This is despite Hannah passing Olympic standard tests designed to assess the suitability of transgender athletes for competition. Chris Burke is Hannah Mountsey's club coach at the Ainslie Football Club in Canberra. He says that her size would not have been an issue for the league.
Physically, she's imposing. Like going to an under-13s game and watching the under-13s team run out and there's a monster kid. And everyone goes, oh, he shouldn't be playing, he's too big, rah, rah. And then you watch the game and she certainly didn't do any damage in this competition.
And how is Hannah regarded in the Ainslie Football Club community?
Oh, look, she's pretty popular. Very popular with the girls, good trainer, a good team player. Girls like playing with her. Played some very good games for us, played in the ruck and played up forward, and yeah, she did her job.
The AFL have left the door open for Hannah to nominate for next year's draft. Looking forward to that, do you think she will be accepted then?
We would hope so. The amount of interest created, what he's speaking about on the front page of the news here, and I've heard in a number of other states. Hopefully the pressure's on and she gets the green light to try out.
Ainslie Football Club coach Chris Burke. The decision could have dire consequences for the transgender community, particularly transgender athletes. Sally Goldner is the Executive Director of Transgender Victoria, one of Australia's leading transgender support services. She says that she is struggling to comprehend how the AFL could have come to their decision.
Bewildered and disappointed would be the words I would use, as well as surprised. It just doesn't seem to make any sense on any angle. I respect that Hannah has responded as graciously as she has, but I think in the broader implications of trans women generally, there just seems to be a severe lack of logic that's in behind the decision.
So what could this mean for the transgender community, particularly athletes?
It does continue to push this stereotype that it's all about testosterone levels at birth or ongoing for trans women, when the medical evidence is clear that after about 18 months on female hormones, trans women have the same hormonal patterns as cisgender women. Also, it doesn't take into the account the International Amateur Athletics Federation, their report of 12 months ago, which bucketed looking at testosterone as an indicator of advantage. But even if you still use it, the fact that Hannah's testosterone is only 1/20th, 5% of that of the IOC's testosterone level, it just seems very strange.
Now, the AFL hasn't ruled out any transgender athletes, including Hannah Mountsey, in the future. Is this some sort of consolation?
It's still a poor decision, but I suppose that does give us some hope. But the amount of damage that it seems to have caused, looking at social media this morning, many trans people feel very dispirited by it, but also of the AFL Women's League had such a promising start this season, many people feel less inclined to support it, is what I'm gathering.
How far do you think we still have to go regarding transgender athletes in all sports?
A long way to go. There's been, you know, progress over time. I'd honour Martine Delaney, a trans woman who played soccer in Tasmania in 2005, and there was never any problem. But it still feels like we're only at the start of a few swallows and we're not really at the summer. And I just think it is about gender stereotypes and limited ideas about bodies and gender that really just don't hold. And that's where we do need to have more education and more sensible debate.
Executive Director of Transgender Victoria, Sally Goldner. Inside the sporting community, the decision is divisive, with calls for equality being countered by anti-transgender sentiment. Sports commentator KG Cunningham says the decision could come back to bite the AFL.
It is a very, very controversial decision because she fits into all the Olympic Games criteria that were set, and I would have thought under that umbrella she should have been allowed to play.
And what are the consequences now for the AFL?
They're very fortunate because I would have thought the young lady would have had every opportunity and every right to take this and challenge it in the court. I reckon she would have won hands down because she meets all the criteria that were set by the Olympic Games situation. So they're lucky that she's copped it on the chin and walked away from it. But I'll be surprised if the women's group doesn't sort of raise the issue again and try and get the decision reversed by the AFL. So it's a very touchy issue, this one.
Do you think next year they'll let her in?
I reckon there'll be an enormous amount of pressure applied to the AFL to get the decision reversed and allow her to take part. And really and truly, if we're brutally honest, meeting all the criteria, she should be allowed to play.
Complicated situation for the AFL. That sports commentator KG Cunningham finishing that report from The Wire's Sam Bradbrook.